Can I ask one more question about the commercial space? If it becomes a basement, is that passive commercial or active commercial? Or does it just have to meet a square foot requirement?
It just has to meet a square foot requirement.
So it could be storage for a commercial, for a retail business.
Or empty.
Yeah.
It could be empty, that's
right.
I do like the look of this plan better, though. I like the open space that connects with Main Street.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that whole park-looking area. So the curving streets, I like that.
Right. That's the advantage I see to making this change, is to provide some encouragement, some help to get a plan like this rather than the original.
I like this plan a lot better than the previous one.
Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Bill, any thoughts?
Oh, no, I agree. And as it relates to this project, I think it's, you know, a good trade-off. My only concern would be other projects down the road, because the advantage of this is that the parking is going to be underground, or it'll be on the first floor, and you're going to get residential above it. What I don't want is some future development to have a four-car garage going off the side, one after another.
Yeah.
How many acres is this?
27 acres.
Would anyone have a problem if we upped it to 20 acres?
Or 25?
Or 25?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that would work for this project. It just makes it even less attainable for any other project. So, yeah, right. 15 is kind of arbitrary. 20 would work. Even 25 would work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Don't care?
20, yeah, 25? Again, I don't think there's any other project.
Yeah. Right. Who knows what might come down the pike?
Yeah, you never know. That's for sure.
Okay.
You have to gather a lot of parcels to get to this acreage, and that's pretty difficult to do.
And especially in the commercial zone.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
One other thing that I wanted to mention is, when we looked at the plan before, there were some residents that spoke about headlights and things like that, and how important. And there may have been a point where none of this land was commercial, like some years ago. Was that true? Or,
well, if you go back far enough, then that's true, because, you know, at some point there wasn't any zoning. The front part, according to our earlier zoning maps, has always been commercial. Now, extending back 600 feet, that's what it looks like. The
I would like to see something in there that helps create protections and, you know, trees and foliage, and to make sure that happens, to protect
right.
the bordering.
That's really the next step. That's when they come in with master plan. We'll get into those details, and even final and our preliminary final approval per phase. Mixed use is a conditional use permit. We're trying to mitigate those issues, those nuisance issues on the neighbors. So they'll definitely. This doesn't give them a way out of meeting those types of issues.
Great.
Rich, do you have any thoughts, comments you want to share?
I think I would just say that I think it helps some of the issues that the neighbors had, because it's going to pull some of that parking off the streets. I don't think it hurts the commercial issue. I really don't see any issues with it, so I kind of like it.
Okay, well, are we ready for a motion? It sounds like we're ready for a motion. Who'd like to make a motion?
Let's see. I'll make a motion. I propose that we recommend approval of the code text edition of section 16.5.3 site development standards. Midway Heritage Development is proposing an amendment to the Land Use Code, section 16.5.3.1.2.C of the Midway City Municipal Code. The proposed amendment would clarify what part of a structure counts towards the gross square footage. That we recognize the staff report. We include the findings. And the one change I would like to make is that the acreage be up to 25 acres.
Okay, we got a proposal. Any second?
before I second it, how far up would the commercial go? Was, did you say 600 feet?
Yeah, so this code tech, 600 feet is how far it could go up, but with the zone change is when we'd really be able to tie down that issue.
Okay, so
I'll make sure that I relay the message, you know, whatever planning commission wants me to relay to city council on that issue. But that's how we would tie down that issue, is a condition of the zone change.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve this item with a second. Any discussion?
When do we include that condition? Do we do that? Do we mention it now as a condition?
Well, and for the planning commission, that vote's kind of settled because we already have a recommendation for the zone change. And so, city council, that's something we've talked about. I'm sure that's going to be included as one of the requirements. So,
okay.
I guess I can't say 100% sure because it's not done yet, but I'm pretty sure.
We won't forget.
Okay. Well, let's have a roll call vote. Bill, start with you.
Aye.
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 Rich.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. Let's move on to item three, right? Berg Engineering, agent for Midway Springs LLC Series 2, is requesting a master plan amendment for the Raymond Farms planned unit development. The proposal would revise the building pad sizes in phases 4 and 5 to match the building pad sizes in phases 1 through 3. The subdivision is on 13.32 acres and is located at 400 North Farm Hill Lane in the R115 zone. Luke.
Thank you, commissioners and members of the public. As mentioned, this is a master plan amendment to phases 4 and 5 of the Raymond Farms subdivision. Overview, real quick, and the length summary. The general idea, and I'll cover this again in just a minute, is to adjust the sizes of the building envelopes and add one deck or private area on the back of one of the units. This had happened previously in another master plan amendment to other units and other phases, so it would be adding a similar private area on the back of one of the units. So phase 4 currently has 7 building pads, 4.14 acres in the phase, and then 1.29 acres of that is the open space. Phase 5, they have 10 building pads, 9.22 acres in the phase, and then 5.64 acres of open space. The roads are private. There are sensitive lands that are within this, and that's the wetlands. And then the lots, or building pad units, will connect to the Midway Sanitation District sewer, the culinary water, and also the irrigation company's secondary water line. This shows the boundary of the subdivision. This is the entire subdivision. And as we zoom in, I'll point out phases 4 and 5. So you have phase 4 over in this area, and then phase 5 is down here. So as we go through and amend this master plan, one thing to note is in the current master plan agreement, section 5, it states that an agreement may be amended only by mutual consent by the city and the developer, meaning the city is under no obligation to approve the change that has been proposed to the master plan. So there's quite a bit of discretion on the city side on whether the change is approved. Also, in regards to the master plan approvals, one thing to keep in mind, that they must demonstrate that the approval of the project in multiple phases can occur such that the project can still function autonomously if subsequent phases are not completed. So that means each phase has sufficient property, water rights, the roads to complete traffic circulation and to meet the city requirements for that, the sense of lands are protected, and also they can meet their open space obligation in each phase. And that's probably the one that's of most importance to this, that we're not encroaching so much into the open space that it brings those percentages down below what they should have on the property. And we'll run through that real quick. Regarding or specific to this proposed amendment, going into a little bit more detail, it's adding some private some of the units become larger while some of them become smaller, but the overall square footage increase over all 12 of those units is 2,760 square feet. And so there's a lot of minor adjustments to each of the units, and the overall result is that increase right there. The proposed adjustment would result in some units encroaching closer to the wetlands, so nothing is encroaching into the wetlands, but they just get a little bit closer. Our land use code says that it should be maintained at least 30 feet, but the city engineer can approve a lesser setback from those wetlands. Currently, there are units that go up and are just adjacent to the wetlands, so this would just allow some additional units to get closer to the wetlands as well, but nothing would actually encroach into the wetlands. Then also, the proposed adjustment would result in a decrease in two setbacks within phase five, and so that's the setbacks from the units within the phases to the property boundary, and so to adjacent property owners. So two of the setbacks to adjacent property owners would be reduced in phase five. Phase four, all of the setbacks are still maintained. And we'll run through those as well. So this is the existing 2019 master plan. Just to give you an idea, yellow is phase five, red boundary is phase four. And we'll jump into a zoom in of each of these to give you a better idea. And then this is the proposed 2021 master plan that we're entertaining. So you see the units, each of them, or most of them, grow or decrease slightly in size. And then phase five, there is some reorientation of units as those do grow in size and stuff, they need to make some adjustments to those. So this gives you kind of a better view of those units and what those adjustments are. As mentioned, 77 and 78 don't change between the 2019 plan and the proposed plan. Those stay the same. But units 79 through 83 adjust in size, some growing, some decreasing in size. The setbacks, you can see that in this one on the lower side, this 100-foot setback to the properties to the east does stay the same as the previously approved master plan. On the other side, in phase five, you see the 2019 master plan and the 2021 master plan. Units 88 through 90 stay the same. One thing to point out is this 92, unit 92 is actually unit 91, that was just mislabeled. But 91 through 97, they do change. And as I mentioned previously, there's some reorientation of those units as they address the road due to those size changes happening. So this is the open space plan. This gives you an idea of what the changes are to the overall open space, and also the setbacks are a little more thoroughly labeled on this plan, so I'll show you some additional slides showing what those setbacks are and which ones are changing. But overall, in phase four, the open space is going from the 1.29 acres in this plan to 1.17 acres in the proposed plan. And then it goes from phase five, 5.64 acres to 5.58 acres. And so we have an overall decrease of 0.13 acres or 0.27% in the open space. One of the major things that they need to maintain is PUDs are required to have 50% open space. So with the changes, there's still 55.24% open space. And as mentioned, I wanted to go through the setbacks just to show you where those changes are happening, where the adjustments are being made. Phase four, they were able to maintain the setbacks. And so obviously the 2019 plan, you still have the 100-foot setback. The road doesn't change. You still have a 221-foot setback from the road to the boundary line to the west, or to the east, excuse me. And then similarly,